Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hello, Brother Tall.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got a lot of sleep today, so I'm doing great.
You lost a lot of sleep today?
No, I said I slept good today.
All right. Well, we're just waiting on to see if our person gonna come on every night, but I'm gonna find out what's wrong with this computer. But I was able to get back on there, and so we back on again. So I don't know what's going on. I'm gonna find out for sure.
I started trying to get on at a 7:58 tonight, and you weren't on yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm gonna find out what's going on. I'm gonna find out what's going on with it. But in the meantime, we just gonna give God the praise, give Him the glory, and thank Him for everything He's done for us. He's the only God that we can just say we thank Him, and we praise
Him,
and we love Him, and we adore Him. And above all, He is the God that we say, thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Well, you know, one of the things that you and I know, that we just trust God and believe God, and we see what God's going to do. All right, waiting on you.
I was thinking about that today.
Ma'am, sir?
When I was younger, back in the 90s, I joined the United Methodist Church, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was pastor, used to teach classes. And he used to ask a lot of questions. There were 10 other pastors, preachers in the class besides me that he was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And he graduated from the United Methodist School. He had a four-year degree, and he was working on his master's. So he was a very knowledgeable man, and he used to teach. And then about his own method, they were sending the scared answer. I came in late after he had been teaching for about a month, so I'm sitting in the back of the class, and I said, well, they won't talk. I started answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody would turn around and look at me because they had been preaching. I got my calling back in the early 70s, but a lot of them had preached a lot longer, or, you know, had preached more often than I had, and they had been pastors of churches and stuff, you know. And anyway, make a long story short, Reverend Holmes asked a question after me being there for about a month and answered all his questions. He said, is there anything that I can ask that you don't know? I said, well, maybe if you keep teaching, asking, so maybe you come across something I don't know. Anyway, right. So it was a joke amongst me and him, right? But there's a lot of animosity in the class. Yeah. They had been Reverend so-and-so, and you know, they had been pastors of churches, and they hated me because nobody let me speak. Because of the knowledge I had about the Bible, they're old country boys and hooping and hollering, repeating the same thing that's been repeated for the last 100 years. You know, in the way the Bible was interpreted back in the South, most of them didn't have the education they could read and write. And it was wrong the way they was interpreting the Bible. Anyway, I was talking, and I asked God, you know, when I finally walked away from it, I said, put me with a group of people that's got more degrees and know more about the Bible than I know, for I'll be the least amongst them, and there won't be no animosity class, so I can learn from them.
Amen.
And you know what? All of y'all got doctor's degrees, and I'm so happy. I'm the least amongst y'all. See, God answers prayer. I answered that in the 90s.
Yeah.
Find me a group of people that's going to study like I studied, and I won't have the degrees that they have, but I know what they're talking about. And let them have doctors and masters and whatever they get in theology. And I will be happy being at least amongst them.
Well, let me say this to you, brother.
But I'm happy y'all found me. I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I'm super happy.
All right. We got the teacher on now. Dr. McClendon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I am here. And I heard what he was saying. You know, I just want to give God the glory that we can come together and lift up his name together. It's just such a blessing to be among believers. Mm-hmm. Amen? It's such a blessing to come together and be among believers. Those who believe the same thing, speak the same thing, and we're on the same level, on one accord. Amen.
I just thank God for
it's truly, truly a blessing. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about a greater understanding. Amen. And that understanding is our suffering servant, you know, from suffering to glory, what Jesus did for us on the cross. Amen. So we're going to go to Isaiah 53, and we're going to explore this just a little bit more, because it's, like I say, it's truly a blessing to come together on one accord, lifting up his name and letting others know what he has truly done for us. We believe this. Amen.
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 So if we'll, in Isaiah 53, we're going to start at verse 1. It says, who had believed our report? And I'm reading from the King James Version, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It said, who had believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? See, back then it was like, who will believe this report that God sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to suffer for our sins? He was an humble servant, suffering for our sins, you know, because one would think that he was sent a glorious king, which he did, but he came in humble and suffering for the sins of the people. Amen. And so who would believe that? You know, it said, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form or comeliness and beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This is what Jesus has done for us. We are healed by his stripes. And for him to come, for God to send his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a suffering servant. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords, but he came as an humble, suffering servant for all people. For all people. This is what he did off the throne and came for us that we may be, we may have life. We may come before him and repent. God sent his only begotten Son to endure great humiliation and suffering so our sins would be forgiven. And that's just enough right there. Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And for him to send his only begotten Son, and he came in humiliation and suffering for our sins, everything that we have done and gone through, he went to the cross for this. He went to the cross. Amen? And according to Isaiah, he said he was wounded transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. In the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Who can believe that report? It's so easy to believe that report. But a lot of times when you tell people that, they say, yeah, but no, he's already given us this. He's already given us his only begotten Son who has gone to the cross and bore all of our sins, our iniquities, and all we have to do is believe in him, repent, and believe these words. Believe his spoken word. Amen. God wants people to be in communion with him. He wants us to be in communion with him. Christ, he had to suffer. He died. He was buried and resurrected to blot out our transgressions before God, to make us acceptable unto God. Man, that is powerful enough. Jesus Christ made us acceptable to God. He went to the cross for everything, all of our sins, all of the rotten things. Amen? He has gone to the cross for all of that, blotting it all out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blotted out everything that we have done. We can come boldly before the throne of God, asking for forgiveness, repenting before him. Amen? our sins and transgressions eventually put Christ on the cross. And he was rejected by men. Amen? But he went to the cross for us, for all of our sins, and we can go before the throne asking for forgiveness, repenting of our sins. And it, Jesus, before he ascended, explained to his disciples the core of his mission, that we will repent, the repentance and remission of our sins should be preached in his name among nations, beginning in Jerusalem. This is what Jesus' mission was, is to his word among all the nations. So whenever we go out and we meet people and we talk to people, we can speak God's word to them. We can speak his word because they are true. We have no doubt about the word of God. His words are true. All of his words are true. All of us can have salvation. All of us can believe. Amen? And so this is the message, to preach his word throughout the earth, wherever we go. If we're in the store, if we're round about, family members, friends, these words we can speak because he's not a man that he should lie. These words are true. They are binding. He said he put his word above his name so we can believe these words. So it's so important that we come together as saints, praying for one another, praying for others. I was talking to someone tonight, a lady tonight, she had called me and began to, you know, when people know that you are sincere about the word of God, and that's what you speak, and that's what you teach and preach, you know, those of us who are teachers, those of us who go out and carry the word of God, people come, they'll come back to you, and they'll begin to exercise that same word. Exercise it because they know it's true. They see it exercised. They see it manifest and it come to pass. And so that's what I thank God for, that we don't lose people along the way. They still call you and contact you because they know this word is true. They know we speak truth. Amen? And so I thank God for this word so much. And I thank God for allowing us to come together and begin to just explore him more. And he began to pour out in us by the Holy Spirit, allowing us to know so we can share with those who don't know or even encourage those who do. Amen? So it's truly a blessing. And God's word bring up in us like a river. When we began to talk to people, and when we began to go out and explain God's words and to those that don't know. People are hungering and thirsting after the word of God, and we have to stay vigilant and begin to speak God's word. And I love it because when he said he was wounded for our transgressions, and when we look back on life and really say, Lord, this is what God has done to me. I could have been dead and gone. These things could have happened to me. This could have happened to me. I could have been over here in this. But because of Jesus Christ, he kept us. He washed over us. Grace and mercy followed us. Amen? And still to this day, the same thing. Amen? And then it says that he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep before its shears is silent. So he did not open his mouth. Jesus didn't even open his mouth. He took all of this in for us, this cup that we couldn't bear, that was our own. It was our own cup we couldn't even bear. We done did these sins and we couldn't bear them. He said, but don't worry about it. I have gone to the cross, hallelujah, for all of this. I have gone to the cross, and all we have to do is believe in him, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on his word. Speak his word constantly and daily, giving him all glory, honor, and praise that he so deserves. A king that was sent to the earth to bear our sins. And he came humble and suffering for us. Amen. And it's so great. I tell you, every time I read it, I just get joy out of it because of the fact knowing that Jesus has gone to the cross and I can believe in him. And receive from him as I repent and give him glory and honor that he truly deserves. Amen. I don't want to take up a lot of time tonight because I want others to be able to chime in and be able to speak and have a word. Amen. So if anybody else wants to speak, okay, I apologize because I came in a little late. But I wanted to speak on that because it's a great understanding when we know that Jesus suffered and died and was resurrected. Amen. From his suffering to glory, he went back to glory and sat at the right hand of the Father after he came in and took away all our sin. Animals couldn't do it, but Jesus Christ did it once and for all of us who believe in him, who trust him and trust his word. And it's just such a blessing to just know that in our hearts, that this is what he has done for us. Amen. So I want someone else who has a word and want to be able to express it. We'd love to have you. Amen. No one else. So anyway, but our as Jesus, like I said, that when we come before him and repent and give our hearts to God and for the remission of our sins, we began to take this word abroad and share it with others. Jesus has made us acceptable to God. And that is such a blessing to know that we are made it. Once we believe him, we are made acceptable to God. We are adopted in. Amen. We're adopted into the family because we believe. We are believers. And so it's just truly, truly a blessing. I just can't thank God enough for what he's done and what he's about to do in our lives, allowing us a great opportunity just to believe on him, a great opportunity. And it's so easy to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but a lot of people don't believe. You know, you can't get them to see. I mean, we have to have our spiritual eyes and ears open to be able to share in this word. Our eyes and our ears to be able to share in this word, to be able to see spirits. I love it. Every time I think about it, even with my mom being sick, I look at this word and I say, Lord, you authorized this word. By your stripes, we are healed, you know. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. And every time I read it, I just get so much joy out of it. Because we can believe on that word, knowing that Jesus, this is what Jesus has done for all of us. All of us, you know, and our families. By his stripes, he authorized these words for us to believe and to trust in him. Amen. And like I said, I want others to be able to chime in and bring what they want to the table. It's just a blessing, truly a blessing. And I stick with that word all the time, you know, Isaiah 53:4-5, because he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, all the things that we have gone through, all of our griefs, all of our sorrows, everything that we've gone through, Jesus Christ has taken all of that in for us. Everything that we've gone through, he has endured that. And so to read that word is just truly, truly a blessing. Every time I read it, it just gives me such joy to know that I can just trust in God's word because he authorized this word to be written for us for such a time as this and for believers, those who believe this word. Amen.
Amen.
So that. Amen.
Amen. The one thing I want to say tonight while we're on the line together is to give God the glory. Give
Amen.
God the glory. And we just praise him. But
yes.
The teacher, she taught such a lesson, simple and pure and defined.
Amen.
The full thing that Jesus Christ came to do, he came to die for us. He came to
yes.
die for us. He
yes.
came to
yes.
die for us.
Yes.
He came to to die for us. In his dying for us, he took a place that we couldn't even take.
Amen.
Now, one of the things I look at real, real close. Now, when you take notice, they took those, when they planted they planted those things, put around them head. And what are those called they planted and put around his head? What are they called?
Mm-hmm.
What are they called?
A crown of thorns.
Huh?
They call it a crown of thorns they put on his head.
Now, do y'all know in Egypt, in Israel, there's a place that this somebody brought one of them back to me all the way from Egypt. He said, touch this son. I reached out and touched and said, ow! He said, that's how the thing is Jesus. When they put those, oh my God. When they put them
that
in his
crown
of thorns.
Can you imagine? My God. And when it said he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, like you said, those crown of thorns that was on his head, sticking those sharp points in his head, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
And he went through all of that for us. And they pierced him in the side. Everything, they lashed him, everything that he met. Oh, God, my God, my God. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I tell you, and that's why we can trust in him. We can believe in him. Because he all of that he did for us that we may have life.
Mm-hmm.
We may have life. All we have to do is believe that word. Believe it. Because he authorized it. He took keys to death, hell, and the grave for us because we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. And these were our own sins, not his.
Mm-hmm.
Not his sins. My God, my God, my God. Like you said, a crown of thorns alone on his head was just enough. Just if you can imagine them sticking that down through his head. My God.
I got a question for you.
Good.
Have you ever seen a picture of the whip they used on Jesus?
Yes.
I forget, it got five tails on it or seven tails.
Mm-hmm.
It has pottery shorts built into it, fish hooks, and that the Bible translated, the word was translated wrong, by his stripes were you healed. It should have said by the gouges of the flesh, that was the humps of flesh that was pulled from his body, we were healed. When that stuff dug into his flesh and he pulled it back out, it pulled out hunks of flesh. I've seen a picture of the whip that they used on him. And it's a horrible-looking instrument of torture. It was meant to bring pain, to kill people. They had got it down to the science. They said if you hit a man with that 40 times, he would die. It pulled out that much flesh out the body. Every time you were hitting me, but you pulled out hunks of flesh and you would bleed out so quick that you would die with 40 stripes. And from what I was told, Jesus, the only one that lived through those 40 stripes, was able to go to the cross and finish the job. That's what I've read now. I can only tell you what I've read about.
Okay.
The only thing that the Romans hooked 40 times with that whip was lived through it. Was able to carry out the function that he was sent here to this world to do. Go to the cross, die for our sins. And they say the reason he died so quick, forensic scientists and did experiments with that same whip, they say by the time he got to the cross, the reason he was stumbling with the load of the cross and everything that he had, it was so few drops of blood left in his body when he made it to the cross, he had just enough to get to the cross and fulfill the rest of the scripture. That's why he died so quick. He had bled out at the whipping stake. Moses' blood was on the ground with the stake they tied him to beat him with the whip. Moses' blood was on the ground there. Like I said, I'm not bragging, but I did a lot of studying. And I'm proud I have. And I'm proud I made the study. There's amongst more learned people than I am if I can learn more. But Jesus made an awful price.
Yes, he did.
The pain he endured to us. The crown of thorns was enough. Then they used that whip on it, the cruel instrument of torture.
Yeah.
And people, you got people on the internet teaching that Jesus wasn't a real person.
Mm.
He's a fictitious person.
He wasn't real.
The Roman emperor, Jesus was a raptus that wanted to be a god. So they say we mauled our Jesus of Christianity after him, that that's who we believe in, is Jesus was a raptus. He was a Roman emperor that wanted to be a god. Jesus was a god that came as a man. So it's a big difference.
Amen. I want to say as much. So when we take notice of what we're talking about, we take and look at it with a fine tooth. And that fine tooth called truth. And so when you look at why he was healed by the stripes, when they tore all his flesh loose, his flesh was open. But when he rose from the grave, he took death and hell. That's what about by the stripes he bore on his back. They don't read it all the time, but by the stripes he bore on his back, we are healed.
Not by the stripes
that he bore on our back. Those stripes were signifying what God had made a commitment. But if you take notice, everything happened on the front side, the back side. First, they whipped him real bad. They whipped him unmerciful. They thrown him.
Mm-hmm.
But when they took him to Calvary, oh my God, when they took him to Calvary. Now, here's something I always like to say. When they took him to Calvary, because they, when the question came between those two men, one asked a question about it. This day will you come into your kingdom? And Jesus had another
question.
He said, no. He said, but I tell you what I'm going to do for you, paraphrasing. He said, I'm going to let you go to the place called paradise. Well, paradise is another thing. That's where they went. And so when that happened, Jesus knew then, but when they got through what they had to do to him, and all of a sudden, because the Romans wasn't there, they popped their knees and break their legs, and they would pierce them. And so when they come to him, they found out he was already dead. Like you said, my brother, he was already dead. He had just enough blood to take to heaven. But because, now here's what I found in my study, and because all the blood that Jesus Christ spewed on the ground was taken to by the angel, it was taken. Now this is going to sound strange, but I got the proof. It took, when they took all the blood of Jesus' body, and when they buried him, let me go back. And when they got through, and when they whipped him, they pierced him in the side. The first thing they did, what they do? If they pierced him in the side, his blood came out and water. Why was it so important for the water to come out? Because when he went to heaven, he could have no blood or water in his body. Because he was a resurrected one. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
He could take no blood, none of water. Because he took it to a place in heaven. And it's called, let me see if I got it right, Lord. It took it to a place when he took the blood, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus took his blood to the throne. And that's what they made. This we put it so the devil can see it. His blood was shed. Not the water, but his blood. The importance of his blood. Oh, Jesus. The importance of his blood. When we are covered with the the blood of Jesus, we have the anointing. When we are covered with the blood, we have the authority. When we are covered with Jesus, we don't argue. When we are covered with blood, we don't go try to make somebody look bad. When we're covered with blood, we tell the truth. Truth. Yes. But all of a sudden, the one thing we always say, if you take notice, they took both of his hands, nailed it on the cross, made it like a Y. Like it say, but they made it as a Y. They took his hand, they nailed it to the cross, they pierced him. so that he could not move. And I said, well, and I'm going to say, maybe somebody help me to understand. Well, if you go in, when you go, let me tell you something, what I found out, and it's an old man told me, if every time you see a tree, all you got to do is cut the tree down, cut the limbs off that tree, it's shaped like a Y. Yeshua. Yeshua. It's like a Y. And that's what Jesus' body rubs in that Y. And that's why we see what we say. It's so much to be talked about that. But tonight's been a night I just want to keep my mouth shut and thank God. Because teacher, you have done a great job tonight. You have stirred
great
up something.
Great job. You did a great job teaching tonight.
Praise God. Praise God. And, you know, I wanted to just say, too, that we was talking about Jesus Christ going to the cross. Well, that's why his father said, this is my beloved son, and he is pleasing to him because of the fact that he did everything told him to do, even taking that bitter cup. He knew that Jesus could do it. He knew that he sent his only begotten son. He didn't send anybody else because they wouldn't be able to bear it. He knew because
Amen.
He knows the ending from the beginning. Amen?
Amen?
So he sent his only begotten son because he knew the ending from the beginning, and he knew that Jesus could bear this thing. Amen?
Amen.
He could bear it and take all of the sins of the people of us. He knew that he could do it. And then after he did it, he went back and sat at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Because he could do it. Amen. So we have a great high priest. Amen. That we
Amen.
Can look forward to. He has gone to the cross for us, the blood of the Lamb. That's why we can say we are covered by the blood of the Lamb, the only begotten Son of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The only begotten Son, the blood of the Lamb. We are covered by the blood, amen? By the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The precious blood of the Lamb.
One thing I would say in my study, and when I looked a little closer, I said these words, the day that I would see Jesus Christ, I was changed from mortality to immortality.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Because the day I received him as my Lord, and I look at what the word says, and I go back to what the teacher was talking about. The most important thing was the B-L-O-O-D, the blood.
Yeah.
And all the reason why God took the blood, because he made a sacrifice in the Old Testament to coincide with the New Testament.
Yes.
And one thing I will say also, when you take a notice what God did to Abraham, God put Abraham to a test. But he was showing us him to live right now. He said, I'm going to show you. He said, Abraham, he said, I want you to do one final thing for me. And do you know that Abraham didn't even flesh? He didn't. But he said, someone said, they say, he said, but Lord, I've done everything you said. But but when he said, I want you to sacrifice your son, my God, my God. Now that's deep right there. Why was that
it's
so
deep?
Because God used Abraham in the flesh to show you what he's going to do in the spirit through his son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And the more I look at that, When the more I looked at it, I said, this meant this young boy was about 13 years old, about 14 years old. And he was God somewhere in that neighborhood. Somehow God had to say, Daddy, tie my hands up. Make them tight now. That's me talking. Time is right now. He said, I know what's going to happen. And see, Abraham and his son had to be in, Jesus, had to also be in, they had to coincide what God was doing. That's why sister went back to the book of Psalm. This is my beloved son. God and the son agreed. Abraham and his son agreed. My God. Woo, Jesus.
My God.
Yes. What an awesome
God.
What an awesome God.
And you know what, preacher man? Mm-hmm. Hey, preacher man, no. Oh, what? God didn't want Isaac. He did. He wanted to see if Abraham would be obedient.
Yes.
He wanted Abraham. It's in the scriptures. If you read the word and let the Holy Ghost read it, God didn't want Isaac. He wanted Abraham. He said, I didn't want your son, Abraham. I wanted you because I'm going to bless the whole world through you. I'm going to bless the whole world through you, Abraham. I just wanted you to be obedient to what I wanted you to do. I never wanted Isaac. He said, look down the hill there. I got a ram in the bush. You sacrifice that ram. I never wanted Isaac. I wanted you. The word is so simple. So simple.
I think when we look at the Bible, it's so simple.
I love my God. I love Jesus. I love the Holy Spirit. I love them. I place heaven above them. They come first, and then my family comes second. That's how I look at it. Even my wife, if I was married, she would come second to God. I put nothing above the big three, as I call them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I put nothing above them.
Amen. Praise God.
But you know one thing I say to everybody? When the Old Testament, Jesus did what? He said he sealed. The Old Testament was concluded. Was he talking to the Jews? Was he talking to the Gentiles? He was talking to the new generation that God had made. And somehow or another, when we take note of what God has done, he had his Old Testament. It's still at Genesis, all the way to the last book. It's always there, but it was a teaching lesson that God left for the book of Revelation. But the more we take God's word and examine it point by point by point, all God said, all I want you to do is just be, come and be with peace with me, doctor. Come and be with me, Mr. Sim. Come on, be at peace with me. Because I'm going to show you, if when you're at peace with me, the enemy can attack you, but it can never destroy you. And the enemy The enemy comes to do what? He comes to become the liar, cheat, steal, and destroy. Those three things. If you take notice everything that has been said, it's always in threes, it's always in five, and I said it's called a numeral. Every time you take the word of God and you can prove it, that's what a teacher taught us, Dr. McClendon, prove it by the word, two or more scriptures. When we can take the scriptures and prove it, we shut the devil. See, the devil don't like what we're doing tonight. That's why it's such a big fight. Oh, no. And see, still a lot of people, there are a lot of people, and you and I know. Now, when she told me her mother, something was wrong with her mother, I went in deep prayer with her. And the enemy was trying to figure out right now, she's in a place right now, comfortability. That's what prayer does.
Amen. He's healing her so rapidly. And I give God all the glory, honor, and praise. It's truly a blessing. And like I tell people, I say, I'm going to tell you something. When God sends you in a place, and sometimes situations come to you because God wanna let you know where you are faithfully. You got to stay praying. You got to have some prayer warriors around you. Amen? Some prayer warriors that won't give up. Amen? That will say, hey, look, we praying with you. We praying together for you. Even when I'm not with you, I'm praying. We want some prayer warriors. We don't want nobody that's not a prayer warrior. Amen? Because when you're going through a situation, you want somebody there praying with you, for you, and sincere about it. Amen?
Yes.
Knowing that this word that you speak of God is going to move a mountain. Amen? We want these mountains moved. Amen? He said, if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. We're moving some mountains. Amen?
Yes.
We are moving some mountains. Even tonight, we're moving some mountains. Amen? So this is the kind of prayer warriors we have. We moving mountains. We're not speaking the words just to be speaking it. We believe these words that we are reading and we're speaking tonight because they are moving mountains even as we speak. Even mountains we don't know about that's trying to form, they move into. Amen? We moving
Amen.
Mountains tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes, we're moving
yes.
mountains because,
we're moving
because
mountains.
Of his word. Hallelujah.
And
because
of
his word, we are made acceptable to the Lord Jesus Christ. So
yes,
we can
right.
move mountains, those who have faith. He said, if you have
yes.
faith as mustard seed, you can move a mountain. We're moving some mountains tonight. He said, one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000, and guess what we all doing on this line? We putting some things to flight tonight in the name of
yeah,
Jesus. Those
yeah,
things
yeah,
that we're
yes,
farming
yeah.
that we didn't know about. Because here's some things in the principalities. We're not fighting with flesh and blood, but it's the principalities in the heavens that we are putting to flight tonight. They will not come near our dwelling. Amen? They won't come
no.
near our dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
And those that have already farmed, we're moving them mountains. Amen?
Amen.
We're moving
Amen.
Them tonight in the name of Jesus Christ because we believe in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? We just
Amen.
Praise God
Amen.
Tonight and lift up his name. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But the one thing that we live this thing, we that's on the line together tonight, we live this thing by faith and not by what we see,
yes.
not by what we heard.
Right.
We take the word
Amen.
And say, God.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
a done deal. And God said that's still a done deal. And God
Amen.
Said that's a done deal. And you know the most important thing I say, as we look around this world today, and we pray for this world we live in, and the world
yes.
doesn't care a thing about me and you.
That's right.
This president don't care nothing about us. Both houses of Congress, they don't care nothing about us. They don't care about
mm-hmm.
the Supreme Court. These governors don't care about what they're concerned about. Help me, Lord Jesus. They're concerned about their viability, how they didn't get the next dollar, the next piece of money for themselves. The next place.
Mm-hmm.
I am who I said. I am the mayor. I am the president. I am. But we're not looking
yeah.
for all that nonsense. We're looking for them. We're looking for a name, hallelujah, that was nailed on the
above
cross.
Above every name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Name
above
every
name. Above
hallelujah.
Every name. Hallelujah.
Above so, every name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't
hallelujah.
Care what they call it. Lucifer, Husa, Shuka, Hook, Shuka, Shaka. But it's above every name. And the Bible
says,
you and I, every knee, a black knee, a yeah. white knee, a red knee, a yellow knee, shall bow.
Yes. Yeah.
My God
yeah.
Almighty. Shall bow.
Hallelujah.
Now, one Lucifer, I'm not gonna bow. God said, yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Oh yeah.
That's what
oh, yeah.
That's what Jesus said. Mm. He said, hey guys, let me share something with you. He said, when I was in heaven, looking in the way I was, my God Almighty. He said, now I'm gonna put something out there. He said, there's a place called atmosphere, ionosphere, and stratosphere. Jesus was above the stratosphere. And he looked and he said, I beheld Lucifer falling.
Yeah. Like light. Hallelujah.
Like lightning. On earth.
Hallelujah.
And he said, he took a third thought, Jesus. He took a third part with him on earth. And that's why we have so much trouble in the earth realm. And I tell folks, you're not fighting Lucifer. You're fighting
yourself. Yes.
And Jesus
mm-hmm.
said, Jesus said, no, I've not released him against you because Jesus
mm-hmm.
still has judges there. And now I tell everybody, I said, no, you're fighting a demon. A demon of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus told that demon, come out of that, but come out.
Yeah.
Remember that when Jesus said to the
come out
demon, said, come on, the demon said, why are you here early torturing us? He said, no, I'm not torturing you. I'm showing you what God told me. Come on out and get out of it. Well, you got to give us a place to go. He said, no. He said, and see, he was so kind. Even God, even Jesus was so kind. He said, can we take those pigs? And so that was a sign to the Jews that there was bad pigs of pigs, eating pigs.
Yeah.
And so the pigs, turn them all over. And certainly, I'm getting happy, Lord. But you know, I told a person, I said, well, let me tell you. What if you're the last person on this earth? No, you have a slice of pea. And they say, you can live for another 10 or 15 days, but take a piece of slice of pork. They said, no. I said, well, what if somebody say you live for the next 2 years? You can have a slice of pork. Ain't got that much but pork now. Pork, piece of pork. Would you eat it? Yes, I would. Why? Because I will do exactly what God do. I will take that and do what God said. I will lift it up to him and say, Father, I present this before you.
Okay.
Hey, all the impurities.
Yes.
Take out all the things that were for. Let it be for my body. My body is of flesh and blood, but I need some strength in it. Am I right about it?
And you know what? I tell people, demons are territorial. That's why they ask him. They said, don't make us lead a region. They said, but what they didn't realize is when they went off in the pig, they drowned anyway. That's why you have to pray, because they said, don't make us leave this region. Let us go down and get in the pig. He said, go ahead. But they drowned, you see, because they was intending to spread themselves abroad in the region. But Jesus said, go ahead, get in the pig. He let them go ahead because he already knew. You drowning, you won't be back.
Amen.
You know what? That's why I tell people, some places you go. Demons are territorial. That's why some places you go, you gotta pray before you get there and after you get. You can go out of place sometimes and you feel strange. That's because demons are territorial. They'll leave one place and go to another. And you gotta cast them out. You gotta rebuke them. You gotta cast them out. Like I tell people, don't let demons. You begin to pray and pray in the Holy Ghost that whatever place you go, I don't care where it's at, whatever place you go, that God will give you. He will give you the knowledge. He will give you an understanding. He will allow you to know what's in this place. You want to have that spirit of discernment so you can be able to cast some things out. Because when they told Jesus, they said, don't send us out of the region. What do you mean don't send you out of the region? You don't want to go out of the region because you want to be here to torment these people. And so they're territorial. And so he said, go get in the pig, because Jesus knew y'all drowning and you won't be able to wreak havoc in this region anymore. Amen?
Teacher.
You won't be able to wreak havoc.
Teacher.
Got a question.
The question is, to those of us on the line, when we come to tell people in the different churches and where they are and tell them that the demon is active around this region, and we tell them, say, look, we can cast them out of this region and we can move. See, they don't have to come near water because they don't travel by water. They need a body to travel in.
That's it.
And so the question I ask a lot of people that get on the planet, but I want the devil to leave me alone. You've got the power to make the devil leave you alone. That demon, you got the power. You can
see
that.
Well, that's what he said in Mark.
Go and say
it. Mark 16:17. He said, I give you power to tread upon scorpions.
You got to
use that power. He said, I give you power. In Mark 16:17, he said, I give you power to tread upon it. So if you use what he has given you, see, he has given us that power. And he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth shall not be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall
my
they
name.
Cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So he give us power. But it's up to us to use it. So people say, I want to leave it alone. And I tell people this. If you don't have enough to cast them out by yourself, get with another believer. Because one can put a thousand to fight and 2 10,000. So sometimes you don't know how many demons you're fighting at that moment. But you know what? You can call another believer, and you can put it to flight. You can put it to flight.
And see, that's the reason I try to tell everybody, I'm not looking back what happened to me yesterday, what I did when I was going this way and that way. I know them demons used somebody that was coming against me. But I know now that I know who I am now. I know who I am. I am blood brought, blood washed, and blood smooth by God. And I say to everybody, I'm not concerned what they're doing yesterday. The witches and warlocks are still busy. The problem we don't have, we can call those demons down. But somebody said, I don't want them to leave me. I want them demons to leave me, leave my region. Leave.
Yeah.
Don't stay.
Yeah.
I'll give you a command. Get up and get out of here. I'm going to say like those folks now. Don't leave my house. Get on out of here now. Jesus spoke to
me. Okay, I command you. I'm not asking you. I command you. I command
Amen.
You. Amen. Amen. I command you. Jesus commanded you. Amen.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I want to say to one of my good friends, my teacher, my mentor, Dr. He went to glory. He was 80-some
odd
years
old. Oh.
No, not her, but
oh, okay.
Dr. I'll get his name in a few minutes. But he was a man that loved God's word. He was a man that taught God's word. He was a man that stood the principle. And he was And the day when I was going through some change in my life, he said one thing to me, it shocked me. You got to make a decision.
Okay.
I said, a decision? Yeah, you got to make a decision. Ain't it but you. My God Almighty. He went on the road. But that decision, somebody, what was that decision? Well, one day I'll tell you what the decision was. But every one of us has made a decision. We made a decision.
Amen.
Teacher,
Amen.
Sorry. Go ahead, teacher. We got about 1 minute left. Go ahead, teacher.
Amen. I just want to thank God tonight. It's just truly been a blessing for us to come together and for the Holy Spirit to reign. We have the Holy Spirit within us. Amen. We have
Amen.
That Holy Spirit we can call upon in whatever situation. We can call upon him, and he going to lead and guide you. And see, another thing, we got to learn to speak God's word because he watch over them to perform them. Amen. So we just want to speak God's word. We want to lift up his name and ask him to give us our daily bread and let him lead and guide us. Let his word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on a daily basis.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Well, I want everybody to know tomorrow night, Brother Charles Stein will be on tomorrow night at 8:00. Brother Charles, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Well, I know God's got a word for you. You can go forward on that.
Yes,
but in the meantime,
sir, you do. I already got him.
Amen.
He already gave it to me.
Amen. All
Amen.
Right, then. Well, I want y'all to know, God bless every single one of y'all. God bless you. See you next time. Peace.
Amen. God bless you all.
Y'all live in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night.